What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
98.5 Sunshine FM. She was born in Morocco, grew up in Belgium, is a New Zealand citizen and permanent resident of Australia, who now lives in Mauritius with her husband and two children. Titane Laurent studied watercolour in Luxembourg, drawing and painting in Belgium, and completed her Diploma of Illustration and Cartooning in New Zealand with distinctions. Her Godstuff cartoons have been featured in various publications around the world with a readership base well over 700,000. She's in Perth to promote the book The Best of Godstuff. She's my guest today. When was it you first realised you wanted to get involved in cartooning?
Okay, well, it started quite a long time ago. I was a different person. I was working for a marketing company. My main focus at that time was power, money and look good. I remember I spent once a week, 1 or 2 hours with a psychologist because I was not really happy. And I don't think he was really helping me. So I had a really good friend, and one day I asked that really good friend, what can I do? Because I really felt miserable inside. Even I had so much money and everything I wanted to have. So he just said, well, just think 2 seconds. And he answered my question with another question. And he just said to me, what would you do if you had 1 more year to live? So it really worked for me because I realized that I want to be relaxed. I wanted to have comfortable clothes. I wanted to be an artist. And I wanted to live in a warm country. So I quit my job. And then I started going to an art school. And for, I think, 2 years, I just drew day and night. And that's how I learned to do painting. So after 2 years, I had no more money, no more friend, and no more boyfriend. So I said, if I had to follow my passion and if I had to be poor, I better to be poor in a warm country. I think New Zealand, coming from Belgium, was the furthest country I could go. If I was going further, we'd come back. So I went there and I started working there as a gardener. And then I worked in a frame shop, and then I started selling my painting with the frame of the frame shop. But it was still something, as if I wanted to be a real artist. I remember asking my friend again, what can I do? And it was that silent answer that just said, wait. And it was really amazing because 2 weeks after, I received in my mailbox an advertisement for a business school called the New Zealand Business School. And I had a look, and they were doing a cartooning course by correspondence. It was not exactly what I wanted to do, but I thought that's a good thing to start. So one of the assignments was I had to find a topic. At that time, my English was really bad, and I didn't know anybody. I was a foreigner, and really the only thing I was really doing is going to church on Sunday morning. That was my social thing. And I asked my good friend again, and I say, well, you know, what can I have as a topic? And actually his answer was, we'll do a topic about me. And that really makes sense because that was God's stuff, and my best friend was God, and his idea was amazing because I had that Bible with me that seemed never to finish, and it was really being so lonely and so far away from everybody. That was really the only experience I was having there, is that amazing relationship with my best friend, and my best friend was God. So I started Godstuff, and the next assignment was to sell the cartoon to somebody. So I went to my church and showed my cartoon, and they were really generous because they started buying my cartoon. So I did that for, I think, 3 or 4 years. And after 3 or 4 years, I just, I had enough because I was not making much money. I wanted more. I wanted not everybody to know about Godstuff. And I had some friend that thought it was too boring. So I was very disappointed. And I complained to God and I said, well, that's your idea. I'm not making money here. I work very hard and this is going nowhere. And again, I had this amazing conversation and God told me, have no fear. I'm with you, and with me everything is possible. I can open all the door. And he really, really answered my prayer, because in 1 year I did 3 or 4 phone calls and I've been published in the Sunday Time, in the national newspaper in Mauritius, in the Discovery magazine in Germany, Christian magazine. I was second for international Christian cartoon competition, and got stuff really just start. And yes, it was an amazing success. And really, I need to thank God, because he keep his promises and he gave me what I wanted to have.
And obviously, it's a great way to tell people of the truths of the Bible, because so often we can enjoy humour, but the message comes through after that. So that's been what you've tried to do all along, to use humour, but then yes, to get God's message to people.
That's right. Actually, it's more God doing my cartoon, because I had to do it every week for the Sunday Time, and I was a bit short with inspiration. So what I was doing, I was just reading the Bible and say, okay, God, this is again your idea. I've got no idea. Show me. So I was really reading, and I knew when I had to stop reading, because I knew in my heart the cartoon, the joke was in that verse. And then I had a vague idea, and then I would go and see my husband and say, okay, this is the verse, this is the idea, help me to put the word on it. So after that, we just create an amazing team together, because I knew where was the joke and he could help me to express it, because he is Australian, I'm not, and he had the vocabulary. So that's how I start a team with my husband. It's like a seed. It's got words, and people read it, they got the joke, but I think even they don't really pay attention to the verse, it's in their heart, and I believe that soon or later, the word has an impact, and I think it brings light and clarity to people that read it.
As well as the cartoons in God Stuff, do you still dabble in other forms of art?
Yes, actually, before doing God Stuff, I was I still am a contemporary artist. I like to do abstract painting. And that's also an amazing story. It's because after I did an exhibition of art that I found really superficial, even I sold a lot of painting, I had a prayer and I say, God, I cannot do that anymore, because I really felt that it was superficial. But if I don't do art, I need something bigger in my life to make a balance by losing the painting. And actually what happened, it's the lady from the Sunday Time that called me the day after my prayer to ask me if I wanted to replace the Simpson in the Sunday Time. So I really felt this is a God answering my prayer. And then I stopped painting, but the passion is there and I cannot. I just keep painting.
Okay, so this is the first book of God's Stuff.
Yes.
Is there plans to create more books in the future?
I love to. I'm happy to stop, because has God given me the privilege to do something amazing with my cartoon. I feel he always has asked me to stop the Sunday Time. So I'm not publishing in the Sunday Time. No, I just trust him. And I think he did that also to allow me to do the book. I've got the possibility maybe to translate in German, to be published in Germany, and in French, to be published also in Mauritius.
There's so many wonderful opportunities that you've had. You must be very grateful to God for the possibilities that he's given you.
Yes, and it's more that a possibility. It changed my life, and I wake up in the morning and I'm happy. I'm so thankful. I could just sometimes cry, because there's so much pleasure of having this amazing family, this amazing career, and the possibility to inspire people to read the Bible without being annoyed.
If people are looking to get hold of the book, I know they can order it through the website.
Yes.
Do you have the web address?
The website would be www.godstuffcartoons.com.
And I believe that you're having a launch for the book. When's that coming up?
Yes, it will happen the 24th of August. It's at 7 o'clock, and it's at the Catholic Pastoral Centre, 40A Mary Street, Highgate. I hope to see you there.
So you'll be launching the book, and obviously copies of the book will be available for sale there?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I've only had a short time to have a look through the book, but what I've seen is very impressive. I'm looking forward to having a bit more of a look through the book. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.